World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
Solutions to today's ocean issues.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. If we truly understand how to value the water cycle and how it works in a time of climate change and unrestricted use, we will inevitably need to define new premises and strategies for management. The United Nations UNEP 2012 report on water measure in a green economy foresees an integrated approach that asks all consumers to accept a, quote, watermark, unquote, an accepted design for balanced consumption that reconciles demand with availability while administering and distributing the resource equitably and sustainably. The UNEP report recommends ways forward that require new tools for measurement and management, such as water registers to document actual conditions within a place and understand how allocation can work fairly and adequately in a time of scarcity. Scarcity indicators will need to be established to forewarn managers for planning and future delivery. Demand must be analyzed by sectors and cycles, understanding who needs more water when, seasonally, for example. A system for regulation, conflict resolution, and pollution control must be defined, affirmed, and enforced. Environmental impacts of commercial water extraction and trade must be considered in the context of local requirement, appropriate compensation, and effective sustainability practice to protect the resource from unlimited demand and exhaustion. Such management cannot be seen as a tyranny, but rather as a means to add value to every aspect of the water cycle by homeowner conservation patterns, by fair rates and new management efficiencies, by corporate analysis of cost-effective change to reduce operational use and control polluting water waste, by value criteria that enhance investors' estimate of company value, translating physical economy into reputational value, and by creating resultant water plans that pertain to product manufacture, by import and export of heavily water-dependent trade goods, by revised standards for maintenance of water distribution and treatment systems, and by policy at the local, regional, national, and international level that, according to the report, involves input from interests representing environment, agriculture, industry, economic policy, energy, trade, foreign policy, and development cooperation. The plan envisions a green economy, incorporating natural capital and ecosystem services, sustained and resilient, with a more efficient economy of manufacturers and financial capital, and human well-being, social and human capital, with enhanced social equity and fair distribution of use and burden. What follows, despite the jargon of such reports, is a very new and very sensible way of understanding water cycling as a supportive service, water flow control, purification, and waste treatment as a regulating service, and water for plants, fish, and organisms grown in or around the ecosystem as a provisioning service, all measured, monetized, and distributed within a very different set of social considerations and resultant actions. The report contains some existing effective examples of present-day best practice. For measuring water use, it cites the Jordan Water Information System, a body of data that depicts water use patterns, reveals physical water flows, provides analyses of indirect water consumption and collateral demand, and suggests ways to integrate and economize on national supply and future needs in Jordan. A second example focuses on Singapore, a city of 4.4 million, that despite ample rainfall and aquifers, has been challenged by the consumption requirements of both its growing population and its emergence as a major global manufacturing economy. The key to its success has been made by a public utilities board that currently manages the entire water cycle of Singapore, to include sewage, protection and expansion of water sources, stormwater management, desalination, demand management, pricing, community-driven programs, catchment management, and public education and outreach, leading to wastewater treatment and reuse on an unprecedented scale. This integrated, holistic approach is devoutly to be wished. Not always necessarily as a mammoth centralized system, but certainly as an attitude and approach that pervades water and ocean management at every level of government planning, management, and implementation. What is required is a willingness and a commitment by individuals, institutions, corporations, and administrative agencies to define their watermark, a design impressed into our very being that will guide us as citizens to the balance of water use, how much, for what, at what cost, for whom, that is essential to our future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.